Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packard. Israel taking action against Iran, launching what it calls a preemptive strike. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying Iran presented a clear and present danger.
Now, as Prime Minister, I've made it clear time and again, Israel will never allow those who call for our annihilation to develop the means to achieve that goal. Tonight, Israel backs those words with action.
ABC's Selena Wang in Washington with a reaction from the U.S. State Department.
According to Secretary of State Marco Rubio, in the statement, he is stressing that there was no U.S. involvement in this attack. I'll just read to you part of it, saying, tonight, Israel took unilateral action against Iran. We are not involved in strikes against Iran, and our top priority is protecting American forces in the region. He goes on to say that Israel advised us that they believe this action was necessary for its self-defense.
Flights across Israel and Iran diverted to other countries to avoid Israeli and Iranian airspace. This is ABC News. You can add Washington State to the list of places where judges could install special devices to help stop serial speeders on the road. ABC's Jim Ryan.
The Washington State speed control law was passed after a dramatic rise in the number of fatal speed-related crashes, like the one that killed David Sayles' daughter.
We've proven time and time again that speed kills. High excessive speed is even worse.
Virginia was the first state to have such a law, but some drivers, like Thomas Straka, think speeding is a personal choice.
I certainly would not want the government to put any device in my car that would restrict me from doing that.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And tonight, a vigil in Orlando, Florida, to honor the 49 victims killed in the Pulse massacre on this day in 2016, as the city prepares to bulldoze the building in order to begin construction on a memorial, including a survivor's wall in its place. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Redbirds come to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a four-game set against the Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. Rookie right-hander Jacob Mizorowski gets the start. Veteran Aaron Savalier moved to the bullpen, now asking to be traded. The Crew losing 6-2 yesterday to the Braves. Rookie right-hander Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in his 5 innings.
I don't know, honestly. Early on, just felt like I was behind in the counts. And then as we got going, was able to mix in some more breaking balls and changeups. So one of those days, you know.
NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead in that series. NFL, Packers minicamp, Matt LaFleur on why they're taking a look at wide receiver Bo Melton at defensive back, the same position Melton's brother Max plays for the Cardinals.
His brother's a pretty good player as well. I just thought that if there is somebody that could potentially do both, he would be that guy.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for some showers, even some thunderstorms in the overnight. Plenty of clouds, east to northeast winds, and morning low temperatures in the low to mid-50s. On Friday, we'll have a continued chance of showers, even a few thunderstorms, with highs in the mid and upper 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actress Stephanie Gurnow, comedian Steve Hofstetter, and it's a bar band Friday night, so I'm joined by Max Inc. host Rocker, who is filling in for Terry Barr. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach. Kevin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Busy, busy show coming up today. Jim Santel, unfortunately, our friend and colleague from Amicus, a law review on Saturdays from 9 to 11 across the network, was supposed to join us after the 9:30 news. Mm-hmm. He had a conflict come up, so he will be back next Thursday. Mm-hmm. But again, you can also join him on Saturday. He is live.
Yeah. And the rumor is a handsome young producer might be there, too.
No kidding.
He'll be saying nothing, as he knows nothing about the law, but he'll be there to make sure you can hear Amicus, 9 to 11 on Saturdays.
On Saturday. In hour number two, next hour, Brittany Merlot, Civic Media meteorologist, will be here around 10:20 with a little weather and wine. We'll see what's coming up with the forecast. I know we have some rain coming our way for a large portion of Wisconsin, so we will jump into that with Brittany. After 10:30, J.R. Ratcliffe, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports guru, will be here to talk all things sports. And then we'll wrap it up as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the not-so-hot pursuit edition. It's a good one. I hope you can stick around for that. Just a reminder as well, 2 days left in our statewide Text to Win Scani Summer Contest after 11 o'clock. Mm. You want to listen for the voices of Greg Bach.
Ooh.
And me, giving you the keyword that you want to text in via the Civic Media app. You have an hour to do that. That will happen after 11 o'clock, so you will have until 12 to text in that keyword. That puts you in the running for either a hot $100 in cash, a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, and then you are in the running whether you win an hourly prize or not. For the grand prizes, a little getaway to either Door County or Baraboo with gas money to get you there.
Nice.
I know.
Hot cash and gas money.
Oh, I love it. It's some of my favorite things. You could be a winner just like Joel from Rothschild, who is listening on WXCO, or Rhonda in Madison listening on WMDX. Also, if you listen to any of Civic Media's music stations, they are part of this contest too.
If you get that Civic Media app in your life, you can listen to us all over the state. You can listen to all sorts of stations.
Yep.
And
we got country music. We have pop music. We have RJN, which is like the greatest hits.
Yes, the greatest of greatest hits. And you can also take that app anywhere. Like yesterday, we had someone listening in
Nicaragua.
So, yeah, take us with you. Take Civic Media. Put us in your pocket. Take us with you, especially if you're an astronaut going to space, because I want us to go to the International Space Station.
We all have to have goals.
I have a goal.
We have goals. Wanted to start off with this, though. A new lawsuit. This from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Molly Beckwith, the reporting. New lawsuit accuses Elon Musk of bribing Wisconsin voters Yeah, I think we can all kind of agree on that.
Yeah.
I'll give you $1 million.
Yeah, but my question was, I feel like the party pooper the past couple of days of, like, you know, just
being contrary.
Look, I don't like Elon any more than anyone else here, but Elon is a billionaire. He is the richest man in the world. What that affords you is probably an army of lawyers. And I have a feeling that everything he did, while I think ethically terrible, did he break the law? He wasn't paying anyone to vote.
Right.
He was running a sweepstakes.
Right.
That was,
yeah.
You know, I feel like I wouldn't be surprised if there's a decision in there that says something to the effect of, is what he did good for democracy and the voting process? Absolutely not. But did he break the law? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And I'm not sure that, we'll find out.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. I think Elon's probably got an army of pretty competent lawyers,
yeah,
who looked at this very, very closely so they could skate just up to the mm-hmm. line without going over it. But a new lawsuit from a watchdog group seeks to ban Elon Musk from handing out cash to voters in future elections. They want a Wisconsin judge to declare Elon's activities in the recent Wisconsin Supreme Court election to be bribery. This is the third legal challenge Elon has faced in recent months over his decision to give out these cash prizes. Mm-hmm. Three Wisconsin voters got $1 million checks from Elon this spring as part of his very unsuccessful effort to seat Brad Schimmel on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Just a bad showing.
Yeah, it was ouch.
I mean, I went to an event this past weekend it was at the club. It was at the club last weekend, and Dana Gould, who's a comic that I really, really, really respect and adore, he just said, oh, by the way, congrats on stopping Elon. I mean, that is we are seen as the little engine that could, and we beat the giant. We beat the giant. And the voters did. The voters said no to that. And I don't think Elon should be handing out cash for anything having to do with any kind of voting. And he did this during the 2024 election as well. He had something similar. And they also, like, sought to sue him. I just absolutely think that, like, this notion of will you take a pledge? I'll give you $25. It's gross and shouldn't be allowed, period. Period.
I would agree with you.
Yeah.
The Law Forward is the one that is filing the suit on behalf of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. They accuse Elon Musk of a civil conspiracy to violate Wisconsin laws. They want a Dane County judge to bar Elon from doing it again and to declare his activities to be a public nuisance. Okay.
All right.
I do think it's important that we remind folks that among the people who picked up these $1 million checks were people already associated with Elon Musk or the Republican Party. I do think that's an important little caveat.
Yeah, like one of them was just, you know, the chair of the young, the college Republicans of Wisconsin. I mean,
so for all these folks who signed up thinking that they were legitimately going to get a shot at this, I don't think so.
And I wouldn't be surprised if those checks were able to be cashed, honestly, too. Like those big checks they give out at golf tournaments.
Hey, any intrepid reporters who might be listening, that would be a really good follow-up story. Mm-hmm. Follow up on these $1 million prize winners and find out if they actually got to cash those checks.
Maybe they got it at $1 million in Doge bucks.
Yay. Or crypto.
Ugh.
Or Tesla stock, which is still up there.
I was going to say, like, if someone gave me, I would... I'll say this right now. If someone said, I'll give you, 50 shares of Tesla right now, it would take me a moment to be like, I don't think so. This doesn't feel right. But I'd be like, that's a lot of money.
Why not? Jeff Mandel, who is the general counsel of Law Forward, says this lawsuit is fighting for free and fair elections. We believe democracy demands better than the schemes like the one detailed in the complaint. We are working to hold Elon Musk accountable and stop this from becoming the new normal. And again, I think this is something we could all agree on. I know Tom from LA talks about this frequently. We've talked about this before, mm-hmm. about big money in politics.
Yeah.
Both sides do it.
Yep.
But Elon took it to a new level. He really did.
Yeah, where the Hendricks and the Elines and there's one more. What was the other Wisconsin donor? I feel
the big donor. Yeah. Is it the Menards?
John Menard. Where they? I mean, they all have given and gave a lot of money.
Lots of money.
Elon was just like, hold my beer. Hold my weird beer, and I'm gonna just and it makes me wonder what kind of not a warning, that's not the word I'm looking for, messages that sending to those donors then, the big Republican donors, to say like, oh, maybe we shouldn't spend as much. We didn't get a return on our investment at all.
Not with
any of them. They didn't get Brad Schimmel. They didn't get Jill Underly, or they didn't get, I'm sorry, Brittany.
Education.
They didn't get anything they wanted. The only thing they got was the constitutional amendment, which didn't really affect them anyways.
Yeah, but they've still had some pretty good investments. Ron Johnson's been a very, very good investment for them.
But I wonder if the throwing of money into it is going to be tamped down a little bit. Like, oh, we'll get in, but you're not getting as much as last time. Because in a Supreme Court race, we got whomped. So let's see. Who is your person? That's the question. It's like, that will be interesting to see. We were talking about this yesterday with regard to the governor's race and some very hot takes on Tony Evers. But the Republicans, whomever they bring into a primary, that will be interesting to see who backs who and how much is given based on this last election.
There's a lot of money thrown around.
Yes.
A lot of money thrown around. Yeah. Troy from Mount Horeb texting and listening at WAUK. Hey, Greg, Trump has enough money to hire the best lawyers, too. Have you seen them? Well, there's that. I understand what you're saying about that, Troy, but I do think that we've never met all of Elon's lawyers.
No.
I don't think we have.
Well, no. And then we've never met all of Trump's lawyers either. I mean, that's the thing is, like, when you were that rich, you probably hire one firm, and that firm has a lot of lawyers dedicated to you. I mean, of course we haven't met their lawyers. But, like, I have a feeling that Elon's lawyers are more capable and smarter than the ones that Trump employs. Because Trump just wants people who like him.
Well, Trump just wants people who will do what he wants.
Yeah, and in lieu of paying them, he'll be like, I'll just get you a job in the White House. How about that instead? And then you call my bill a wash. I get you a job in the White House. You don't have to. This is all speculation, folks. I have nothing to ground this in. But based on Trump's business dealings, working with people, doesn't like paying people. That's something that he's
known for. Actually.
So I wouldn't be surprised if he uses leverage, jobs in the White House in D.C. as leverage to saying, like, if you wipe out my bill for you, I'll get you a job doing that thing, and then you're going to be famous or you make a lot of money or whatever. You know what I mean? But with Elon, I bet you his lawyers are pretty good.
Well, and the other thing for anyone who might be considering joining the Trump administration is legal aid. It always works out so well. Just talk to Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis, just to name a couple. It's worked out really, really, really good for those folks.
But Pam Bondi will probably be like, worked great for me.
Well, that's true.
So
she came out on top.
Yeah.
As it were.
But it'll be interesting to see where this lawsuit goes.
I don't know that it's going to, again, we're not lawyers.
Yeah.
We can kick this around with Jim Santel next week when he joins us. I don't know how much legs this will have.
But as we spoke with a representative a couple weeks ago from the Madison area or Milwaukee area, they're looking to pass a bill in the assembly and the Senate that will not allow this kind of, not the spending, but like the act of like trying to create contests and things like that. It trying to make it more fair and equal as far as the election goes. And stuff that Elon tried to pull this year would not be allowed. I don't know how far that will go in this Republican controlled state house, but the fact that they're making the effort and saying this is a problem, we need to mitigate it. Let's pass some laws to do it.
Well, and I think even more unfortunate is the fact that we have to encourage people or bribe people to go out and vote when there are folks all over the world who would kill for the opportunity to be able to cast a ballot that actually counts.
Yeah.
MyVote.wy.gov, by the way, if you want to register.
Yes, absolutely.
Vote. Check it out. MyVote.wy.gov. When we return, Wisconsin's Republican lawmakers all about Trump's ego parade, but nobody's going.
That's got stuff to do.
That's all on the way. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
The 6th annual Juneteenth celebration is finally here. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And at Joanne's Park this Saturday at noon, celebrate Juneteenth with We All Rise African American Resource Center and Black Lives United Green Bay. Remember, Juneteenth is not just about history, it's about what comes next. There's going to be a parade, vendors, and you can still volunteer now. Head to WGBW.FM and click events to find out more.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Galby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 9:30 news, Terry Moran was a longtime reporter for ABC News. He made some comments about Stephen Miller on social media, and ABC suspended him, and now they have fired him. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that after 9:30, the role of journalism, the role of journalists, and whether or not there is a double standard depending upon which outlet you work for. I personally think that there is.
Yeah. In the previous segment, I mentioned kind of vaguely a bill that was being proposed by the Democrats to curb bribery in campaigns. That was the thing that happened earlier this year, a couple of months ago. And we spoke to Lee Snodgrass about that.
Thank you.
You can go back and listen to that episode. But basically, it was a bill that was going to look to curb and or stop all interference from outside parties trying to influence and interfere in elections by way of bribery, which is what people believe Elon Musk was doing with his $1 million checks, as well as the "If you believe in the First and Second Amendment, click this thing and we'll give you some money." So, yeah, that's what they were working towards. I wanted to clear that up because as I was saying, I'm like, you are saying nothing right now. So, yeah.
Thank you for that. Appreciate You're the clarification. I wanted to spend just a little time on the big ego parade that's happening on Saturday in Washington, D.C. Of course, it is the Army's 250th birthday. Just happens to be Donald Trump's 79th birthday. So there's going to be a big $45 million shell out for this parade.
At least.
Which most Republicans seem very excited about, except when you ask them if they're going to go.
Oh, man, this sounds like a really great time, guys. It's going to be a cool. There's going to be Army stuff. And
you know,
am I going? No, I can't.
I have lunch plans. I got other plans.
My great-grandniece has a ballet recital.
Senator Ron Johnson said in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, quote, "It's a good celebration to have. We should commemorate these types of moments. I'm a pretty frugal guy," Rojo said when asked about the $45 million price tag. "But when we're celebrating the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army of fighting for this nation, it's not a bad time to splurge." MyVote.wy.gov. If you'd like to find Senator Ron Johnson's phone number or say any of our Republican delegation in Washington.
Yeah.
And you want to call him and ask him about the splurge?
Yeah.
MyVote.wy.gov.
You know it would be awesome to splurge on, Jane? $45 million. I know it's not a lot. It's a drop in the bucket, but just put that towards strengthening the VA.
Actually using that money for our veterans.
How about using it to help veterans with job searches? How about mental health, homelessness of the vets? Like, we could do so much better with splurging $45, which, by the way, I think is a laughable amount of money.
I think it's going to be much higher.
It's going to be much higher, and you're going to take into account the fact that the airport's going to be closing. That's going to be a big problem for people getting in and out, and not to mention the fact the Army, as we mentioned before, is committed to repairing any and all damage it's caused to the streets or cityscapes of D.C., which is going to be a lot when you're rolling a multi-ton tank down the street. So $45 million, you know, for some of these guys, it's their ninth boat. It's a small one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it's a smaller, yeah.
Real money that can be given to the vets in ways of
that would
help
impact them much more
so
directly.
Much better money spent. Like
Derek Van Orden says he has something else going on in his district this weekend, so he can't go to the big ego parade, but said, quote, "You cannot put a price tag on patriotism," unquote.
Yes, we can. It's $45 million, apparently.
Glenn Grothman and Scott Fitzgerald say that the parade could help boost the recruiting numbers. Really?
I'm sure there's a pancake breakfast Glenn has to be at that he can't be at this thing. So,
Do parades really increase recruiting numbers?
No. I think the last thing that truly increased, there was, honestly, and I mean no disrespect, but 9/11 increased recruiting numbers. People enlisted. But also another way they tried to do it, the movie Top Gun back in the 80s. They set up booths for the Air Force. And we haven't even heard about the mega loyal common folk. Those people living in all those states who voted for him, are they traveling to D.C.? Are they going to get into caravans and buses for an insurrection of fun? You know, I don't hear anything about big party buses being rented out to go to this.
It's interesting that you say that because, again, I saw something online earlier this morning that claimed that there are ads on Craigslist for seat holders at Saturday's parade. You can make $1,000 in crypto.
Cool.
Who's paying for that would be my question.
$1,000 and nothing money? Yeah, great.
Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thank you for joining us. We don't have a whole lot of time. Gene, what do you want to say?
I just want to give one number here for those who are in rural areas who don't have best internet service or elderly who don't have people to help them with internet access. Ron Johnson's number is 202-224-5323. I'm going to say it again because sometimes we need it said twice as we get older.
Sure.
202-224-5323. Thank you, folks. Have your voices heard, and you guys have a great day.
You as well, Gene. Thank you so much. Yeah, just call and say, How much does a splurge cost? $45 million, according to Ron Johnson. It's a good reason to splurge. Yeah. Of course, I don't know why it's just the Army that's getting all the attention. We talked about this yesterday, the Navy's 250th birthday and the Marines' 250th birthdays coming up in fall.
Yeah.
Maybe we should splurge for them.
Don't give them any ideas, Jane.
It's only $45 million. Come on.
Tiffany's birthday is on the same day as the Navy.
Well, there's a reason to do it. News is coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the VAST, statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up in Nicaragua if you have the app. Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packard. Israel taking action against Iran, launching what it calls a preemptive strike. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying Iran presented a clear and present danger.
As Prime Minister, I've made it clear time and again, Israel will never allow those who call for our annihilation to develop the means to achieve that goal. Tonight, Israel backs those words with action.
ABC's Selena Wang in Washington with a reaction from the U.S. State Department.
According to Secretary of State Marco Rubio, in the statement, he is stressing that there was no U.S. involvement in this attack. I'll just read to you part of it, saying tonight Israel took unilateral action against Iran. We are not involved in strikes against Iran, and our top priority is protecting American forces in the region. He goes on to say that Israel advised us that they believe this action was necessary for its self-defense.
Flights across Israel and Iran diverted to other countries to avoid Israeli and Iranian air space. This is ABC News.
The Redbirds come to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a four-game set against the Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. Rookie right-hander Jacob Mizorowski gets the start. Veteran Aaron Savalier moved to the bullpen, now asking to be traded. The Crew losing 6-2 yesterday to the Braves. Rookie right-hander Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in his 5 innings.
I don't know, honestly. Early on, just felt like I was behind in the counts. And then as we got going, was able to mix in some more breaking balls and changeups. So one of those days, you know.
NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead in that series. NFL, Packers minicamp, Matt LaFleur on why they're taking a look at wide receiver Bo Melton at defensive back, the same position Melton's brother Max plays for the Cardinals.
His brother's a pretty good player as well. I just thought that if there is somebody that could potentially do both, he would be that guy.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. David Lynch was prepping a Netflix series before he passed away earlier this year at the age of 78. According to IndieWire, he had assembled a cast of his favorites, including Naomi Watts, Kyle MacLachlan, and Laura Dern, for a show he was prepping called Unrecorded Night. Lynch's daughter Jennifer, also a filmmaker, says there was a finished script that might now be released as a book, adding that she and her siblings would not try to make one of his ideas themselves. Sources say the show was set in Los Angeles in Old Hollywood. Would have been nice to see what he did with that. Actor Harris Yulin has passed away at the age of 87. Yulin's credits include films like Ghostbusters, Scarface, and Clear and Present Danger. But recently, he was probably most recognizable for his role as Buddy in Ozark, the old tough guy who lived with the Bird family. Yulin was nominated for an Emmy Award for his guest appearance on the show Frasier. He was an old-school actor who had passion for the craft and was a solid addition to any cast he joined. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for some showers, even some thunderstorms in the overnight. Plenty of clouds, east to northeast winds, and morning low temperatures in the low to mid 50s. On Friday, we'll have a continued chance of showers, even a few thunderstorms, with highs in the mid and upper 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
Matinee on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matinee on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes?
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live from WGBW in Green Bay, Wisconsin, along with the morning crew here, Mino and the Mayor. Find out all things Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Buck, Galvanator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up later on, 6:05 broadcast start. The crew hosting the Cardinals. Didn't go well last night.
I know what you're talking about, Shane.
You're just going to pretend it never happened.
Yeah, the Cardinals, it's not even real.
Okay. The Brewers are hosting the Cardinals tonight. Our broadcast starts at 6:05, and you can listen to the game on terrestrial radio on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in beautiful Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward.
If you're going to the game, folks, wear your pride because it's Pride Night.
That's right.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It should
pride
be a
night's
good
always
night.
A good time.
Yep. 6:05, our broadcast starts as the Brewers host the Cardinals. Wanted to talk about this a little bit. This happened a couple of days ago. And once again, sometimes the news cycle picks up and we just have to backtrack a little bit. But Terry Moran has been a reporter for ABC News for almost 30 years.
Yeah.
It's been around for a very, very long time. In fact, he was the one who was picked to interview President Trump earlier this year, where Donald Trump insisted that Kilmar Abrego Garcia had MS-13 tattooed on his hand.
Yeah.
Which was a Photoshop.
Which was what they call a lie.
And Terry Moran tried to point that out to him, and Donald Trump was basically, just agree with me, okay? Agree with me.
Even more so, Terry Moran was like, hey, do you want to talk about something else? Can we talk? Like,
he was trying to get him away from it.
We can move on. Yeah. And Trump's like, no, look at this picture. Someone perfectly Photoshopped this tattoo on his face. It's like, it was just absolutely, I mean, like, part of me was like upset with Moran to be like, no.
Let him stay on it.
Yeah, let him dig his own grave on this one. But yeah. Also, I forgot that interview was this year.
It was.
Feels like it was 20 years ago.
I know, but it wasn't all that long ago. But Terry Moran, a few days ago, decided to post this on what used to be Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, again, a quote from Terry Moran. The thing about Stephen Miller, by the way, one of the main architects of Donald Trump's administration.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about Stephen Miller is not that he is the brains behind Trumpism. Yes, he is one of the people who conceptualizes the impulses of the Trumpist movement and translates them into policy. But that's not what's interesting about Miller. It's not brains, it's bile. Miller is a man who is richly endowed with the capacity for hatred. He is a world-class hater. You can see this just by looking at him, because you can see that his hatreds are his spiritual nourishment. He eats his hate. That's what Terry Moran posted on Twitter after he did that. ABC suspended him and has now since fired him. 2 days after they suspended him after that post. Should he have lost his job? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. We're talking about ABC News reporter Terry Moran getting bounced from the network after almost 30 years after making that post about Stephen Miller and being hateful. Should he have lost his job? 855-752-4842.
And if you do think he should have been fired, please tell us why. What about his tweet was so reprehensible that he would have to lose his job? Honestly, even be suspended, because other reporters say things that are not complimentary. But also, we live in a day and age where people from his White House and himself say horrible things about the press. So they're really just swimming in the world that Trump has created, which is he has shown himself as a hateful, just a vile person, and the bile reference really like hits with you when he says that. So yeah, Terry Moran is just reflecting the behavior of this administration, and should he have been fired for it? I would like to know why, if you think so.
855-752-4842. Talking about ABC News correspondent Terry Moran, who is now out of ABC 2 days after he was suspended for posting on social media, calling Stephen Miller a world-class hater. The network says it was at the end of its contract with Terry Moran, and based on his recent post, a clear violation of ABC News policies, we have made the decision not to renew. I saw Terry Moran show up on Twitter this morning. He's going over to Substack, so he is going to continue on. But should he have lost his job? 855-752-4842. I am kind of two minds about this.
Yeah.
In a previous iteration in my job, I worked for a station where I was in the news department.
Correct. Yeah.
There were very, very strict rules about whether news people could not give an opinion. You were there to report the facts. You were not there to provide opinion.
Yeah.
So there was a very, very strict lane for news reporters, and that's kind of what I have come up. That's what I came up through.
Yeah.
Was that if this is your role, if your role is in the news department, you do not offer opinions. And to me, what Terry Moran posted was opinion.
Understood. I understand what you're saying as far as in your professional capacity, but is there an argument to be made? He said he did not post that in an ABC capacity. He posted it on his personal Twitter account where he should be allowed to post his opinion. He's not going on. He didn't go to the news desk. He didn't say it on ABC's dime. He said it on his own social media account. I also asked the question, did he know what he was doing?
Oh, he knew what he was doing.
Like, did he know the ramifications of it all?
I have to assume that he did. I have to assume that he did. Ann from Chippewa Falls texting in, listening on WAUK. No, we have free speech. Trump says whatever he wants. And from Menominee, Wisconsin, former Chippewa resident. Paul from Spooner, Terry just told the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Mary from Tosa just got a video from Terry Moran saying he will be on Substack shortly. Yep, Mary, he's not going away. He's not disappearing, but he's you know, parted ways from ABC. I guess the one where I'm kind of wrestling with this myself, when you look at Fox, all they do is spew opinion.
Mm-hmm. Because they don't tell they don't report
well,
the news.
That is the outlet. Let's not forget Fox News was fined nearly $1 billion with a B, nearly $1 billion for lying to its viewers.
Yeah.
For telling them what they wanted to hear, that the 2020 election was stolen, which it was not. So on the one end, it's like anybody on Fox can say anything they want and have the most horrible smears and whatever. But Fox ultimately is classified as an entertainment network. They are not a news. Technically, they are not a news organization.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a, yeah, you can try to, you can,
I know it's splitting hairs.
It's very much, but it's an important conversation, because I think one of the other things to be discussed is if he violated his contract, then ABC, I mean, Terry Moranis said in no way, shape, or form is he suing them, because no. He most likely did violate his contract.
Probably.
But I do see there being an argument to say, like, this is Terry Moran's personal Twitter page. He wasn't on ABC's Twitter. He wasn't on the news. He was using his social media account that.
But isn't that what happened to the CBS 58 meteorologist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She posted that on her personal.
Yeah.
Social media.
And that argument was also made as well. I mean, she's gone on to become, she didn't get her job back, but she's also very active on social media. And there are, and I do not, I respect getting your money and getting your, because people need to make a living. If you can monetize the event to help your own quote unquote brand, I hate using that word, then go for it, especially if you're just trying to like report the news and whatnot. But the other part of this discussion we have to bring in is the fact that for a while now, news outlets, whether it's the New York Times, Washington Post, we just saw it with CBS and 60 Minutes, pulling their punches, changing stories, not reporting fairly, because they don't want to get in trouble with him. And ABC, I'm sure, look through the contract and said, of course, yeah, we can fire him. But they're also making a big show to say to Donald Trump, and don't forget, Disney. This is a Disney network.
That's a very important thing to remember.
They are saying, hey, he made, John, see, yeah. We're cool. Yeah. We're cool, everybody.
Don't come after us and let us merge.
Yeah, exactly. We want to make one company in this country, and we can't do that if the orange chief is mad at us.
No kidding. We're talking about ABC's Terry Moran. He had been with the network since 1997, rather, and was suspended by ABC News after posting on his social media about Stephen Miller, saying Stephen Miller's hatreds are his spiritual nourishment. He eats his hate. They have since parted ways with Terry Moran. Again, during an interview with Donald Trump about a month ago.
That's not true.
Donald Trump told him, you're not being very nice.
You know, and that's the other thing, too, is that this is critique. This is, while it is opinion, written in very, very, very flowery language. I mean, it's beautiful to read. It's a very well-written tweet, I will say. I hope they were drafts. But it is a fair critique of him, his people, and this administration of how they do business. It's not run on the notion of bettering this country. That is the shiny facade. But behind it is nothing but hatred for everyone who isn't them. So I feel like, personally, and I didn't grow up or work in news departments. I understand where you're coming from. I truly do. But I'd say that, one, Terry Moran did it on his own Twitter account, and two, he's making a fair critique about this organization. I don't think that what he wrote was so egregious. I feel like it was absolutely fair and spot on for what they're doing to the American people right now.
Well, it's not like I'm disagreeing with Terry Moran's opinion about Stephen Miller. I think that man's got issues. But again, it's whether or not this was appropriate coming from a journalist. And I think part of the problem is that Fox gets treated by like an entirely, they get their own set of rules over at Fox. Mm-hmm. They can do whatever they want. It doesn't matter. They can say the most egregious lies and get away with it, except for this one instance where, yeah, almost $1 billion in fines. But
Calvin popped it in the chat. He said, replace Stephen Miller with AOC, and Terry Moran would have been encouraged to say it on Fox.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, and that is also the other discussion point, too. It is the double standard. If Terry Moran would have wrote this about Joe Biden AOC.
Oh, God,
or,
they'd be celebrating him.
It would be the left would be outraged to the fact that he wrote an opinion, but there would be no firing. There would be no, I'm sorry, you can, there isn't a world that exists where he gets in as much trouble for criticizing a Democrat as he does Donald Trump. Notice I didn't say Republican. I said Donald Trump, because there's a difference.
Join the conversation at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
as Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mino and the Mayor.
DeLorean Walls in the house.
Y'all have been such a powerful platform for so many, including myself, that's bringing so much awareness. And just because the last couple of times I've been on the show, so many people have been asking, how can we help serve? And if we can get that normal, our community is going to flourish even further.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app. Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
Mayor of Sheboygan, Ryan Sorensen.
If you want strong communities, you need to have strong, quality childcare accessibility in your community. You know, whether you have kiddos or not, it impacts you, whether directly or indirectly. And that's why, you know, being supportive of programs on the state level that can support local agencies is vitally, vitally important. So it's all intertwined.
This is not just for parents of small children.
This is mission critical.
The Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter after 11 o'clock. It is going to be the continuation of our statewide Text to Win Scotty Summer Contest. You want to listen for the keyword. After 11 o'clock, you will hear the voice of Greg and me giving you the keyword, and then you text it in via the Civic Media app. You will be in the running for a hot $100 in cash, a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, and then in the running, whether you win or not, in one of two grand prizes, a summer vacation in either Door County or Baraboo. We got gas money to get you there as well.
Nice.
Be listening for that keyword coming up after 11 o'clock. You got two more days to enter four times a day. Mm-hmm. Well, now seven times because Pat's done already.
Yeah.
So it's the 11, 2, and 4 o'clock hours today, and then the 7, 11, 2, and 4 o'clock hours tomorrow. our statewide Scotty Summer Text to Win contest.
You want some hot cash? Hot, listen here.
Hot $100 coming up after 11. I know it makes you laugh. That's why it
just reminds me of the old school radio that I used to listen to. Listen here, for be the 12th caller to win Led Zeppelin tickets. I'm not that old, but Led Zeppelin was the first band that popped in my mind.
I am that old.
You are.
I wanted to spend a little of time talking about this because as the deportations continue and ICE continues snatching what we were promised were the worst of the worst.
Yep.
Rapists and criminals and drug dealers and all of these terrible illegal immigrants who were here. Yeah, those aren't the only people that are being snatched up off of our streets. And now we have a gentleman. Is this in Florida?
I believe he is. Let's see here. Yes. He is in the Florida Keys. His name is Vincent Scardina. He
got
is
a roofing business.
Got a roofing business. He was a supporter of Donald Trump. And as we were reporting, we're reading from Alternet. We're getting this news story from. He has a roofing business, and he has had six of his crew, all from Nicaragua. They have been deported.
Yeah. They were on their way to work.
And we've been hearing these stories from almost the start, where it is people who are supporters of Donald Trump getting directly affected by these immigration policies. And Mr. Scardina, and I'm not gonna sit here and be like, I told you so, but I'll never say I told you so. I will always say you got what you voted for. And that might be a variation on a theme, but it's true. You wanted this. And at no point did Donald Trump not say he was going to start deporting people.
Good heavens, they had the signs at his rallies, mass deportations now. Yeah. They did it in Milwaukee.
Yeah, and so they are in a local detention facility for quote-unquote deportation. And, quote, he said, it's quite a shock. You get to know these guys. You become their friends. They're not just an employer, but a friend. And he also goes on to say that they were here legally. Valid work, quote, valid work permit, not even close to expired. Again, no criminal records, not here, not in Nicaragua. We haven't said this in a while, Jane, but remember the age-old thing? If they only
did it the right way.
The right way. Just do it the right way and it'll be fine. Well, it seems like you have a man who was employing these gentlemen and they were here legally, had all their paperwork, doing all the right things, and they're gone.
We have people who are going to their court appearances. The judges are canceling their case.
Yeah.
And they walk outside and ICE arrests them. They are trying to follow the system that we set up for these folks to follow.
Yeah.
And they're getting to court for their duly appointed appointments.
Yep.
The judge cancels the case. They walk outside. They get arrested. Now, Donald Trump this morning has put on social media, our great farmers and people in the hotel and leisure business have been stating that our very aggressive policy on immigration is taking very good long-time workers away from them, with those jobs being almost impossible to replace. In many cases, the criminals allowed into our country by the very stupid Biden open borders policy are applying for those jobs. This is not good. We must protect our farmers, but get the criminals out of the USA. Changes are coming.
Let me just remind them what I just said here. Those gentlemen working for Mr. Scardini, here legally, valid work permit, not even close to expired. Again, no criminal records, not here or in Nicaragua.
Yep.
And some of you might be saying, we'll hire someone else. Well, I'll read you what Mr. Scardina said about that. We're not able to just replace people as easily as, say, a big city with limited people to pull from. And then you would have to train them. And that takes sometimes years. So once again, he is an example of. And honestly, I feel bad for him because he was told by this administration that, as you said, Jane,
only
would be
the worst.
But the rest of us were like, I don't think it's going to be just that. His business is now going to suffer. Who knows where he'll be in a few months? And these gentlemen from Nicaragua were doing it the way you said they needed to.
We have a whole bunch of people who have been following the rules,
yep,
like we said, and doing it the right way, showing up for their court appearances.
Mm-hmm.
That then get dismissed.
Yep.
and they walk outside and they get arrested.
Sounds like some due process isn't
sounds like
due
a
processing.
Trap. Yeah. Sounds like a trap, mm-hmm. actually.
Yeah.
When we return after the news, we lost Brian Wilson.
We did.
Of the Beach Boys at the age of 82. We will share some memories of Brian Wilson on the other side. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Iranian state TV is reporting that Revolutionary Guard Commander General Hossein Salami and Dr. Fedradoun Abbasi, former head of the Atomic Energy Organization, were killed in the Israeli strikes on Iran. Israel calling the attack a preemptive strike against Iran's nuclear program. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We targeted Iran's main enrichment facility in Natanz. We targeted Iran's leading nuclear scientists working on the Iranian bomb. We also struck at the heart of Iran's ballistic missile program.
Iran says they will respond. An Air India plane crash in western India killing 245 people. Just one of the passengers survived. A judge has temporarily barred